This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at the Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6th, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence has now been provided by those across the border themselves.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं और इसका कारण है जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी थी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत न मांगे.
Referring to the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960, he said that it was agreed dams in Jammu and Kashmir would not be cleaned or desilted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there will be no compromise in achieving the vision of developed India and completing 100 years of independence, and every citizen has to play the role in realizing this dream. He said the economic development of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities is extremely important to make India one of the top 3 economies of the world. Prime Minister also urged the countrymen to use Make in India products. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft AMCA program execution model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, Defence Ministry said the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. It stated that the entity of BIDA should be an Indian company compliant with the laws and regulations of the country. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited the South American country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said that Guyana has extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Singapore's Senior Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Home Affairs. After the meeting, Sanjay Kumar Jha said that the delegation has requested Pakistan be brought on Financial Action Task's blacklist. The multi-party delegation led by Supriya Shule, Member of Parliament, concluded its official visit to Qatar. During the two-day visit, the delegation held high-level discussions with senior Qatari officials, members of Qatar's academia and think tanks. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. This year, the government had announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over west coast of India along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said that heavy rainfall is reduced in Mumbai as of now, but light to moderate rainfall will continue in the region.
Conditions are favorable for advance of southwest monsoon from parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha and West Bengal and Sikkim and remaining parts of northeast India during the 2 days. We have also given the red color warning for Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra and orange color heavy rainfall warning for northeast India along West Bengal and Sikkim and Odisha.
In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Aegis Pranoy have advanced to the second round of the Singapore Open. In women's singles today, Sindhu defeated Wen Yu Zhang of Canada 21-14, 21-9 in the first round of the tournament in Singapore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.